Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday on Sunday Morning Praise, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Yes, indeed, today is June the 27th, 2021. I hope everybody's doing well today. I want to remind you of a couple of things. I want you to like us on our Facebook. If you go to the search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, check that like button or follow us for free. Also, prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Now, we got a Bible devotion today before we get ready to kick off our music on Sunday Morning Praise. My name is C.A. I'm your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network, by the way, here at beautiful, beautiful Fort. We have some cooler weather, believe it or not, that's supposed to be coming in. I can't wait for that to come in and kind of change things up a little bit for us here at the iHeartRadio studio. Well, today I'm going to read a Bible devotion on Sunday morning. It's called Loving Compassion. The book of 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10. Scripture says, "In this love, now that we love God, but that He loved us." You know, the supreme happiness of life, Victor Hugo said, is the conviction that we are loved. In fact, friends, this is the first requirement for mental health, declared Sigmund Freud. Unfortunately, many people go through life feeling unloved and unlovable. Perhaps they were consistently criticized or ignored as children, or the family was torn by conflict. Perhaps they made bad choices about important issues in life, which only confirmed their belief that they were unworthy of love. And this might be your experience, but I want you to listen. I have good news, no matter the reason. Your feelings aren't telling you the truth. You see, God loves you. And if you begin to see yourself the way God sees you, your attitudes will begin to change. And if He didn't love you, then Christ would, how would He been willing to die for you? But He did. The Bible says, "By this we are loved, because He laid down His life for us." Find that in the book of 1 John, chapter 3 and verse 16. You see, friends, God loves you. Hammer that truth into your heart and mind every day, and it will make a difference. It sure will. I'm going to kick one off now that you guys are going to like, and this is called E6 Hot Mix. So I got to see that.
Oh my.
Well, a little bit of an action there. Evie McKinney, and the song is called E6. That's a hot mix. I thought we would play that. And I know it's a little different on Sunday, Mourn Praise. I hope everybody's doing well today. Hey, let me ask you something. You find yourself kind of in a crazy situation, right? And you cry out to God, which we should cry out to God every day about our troubles and what's on our mind, and even talk to Him. Just talk to Him about everything, you know, that's on our mind and stuff like that. There's a song, a new song that came out from my friend and your friend, T-Mac, and everybody loves it. It's become a hit maker, let me tell you that. And it's Help Is On The Way. Sunday Mourn Praise.
Thank you. Jesus whisper sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee. Peace be still. In all of life's ebb and flow.
My friend, the late Carmen. You know, they if you go to Carmen, you search him up on Facebook, I encourage you to like him. Now, he has gone on to be with the Lord, but they got a special tribute of Carmen, and they're asking a lot of people to like that page if you get a chance on Facebook, and it's called Carmen, C-A-R-M-A-N. He was around for a very long time. Me and him became good friends. I shared it on my journey how I met Carmen. If you ever get a chance to hear it, I encourage you to listen to it. Maybe one day we'll replay it again. You know, my heart still pours out for his lovely wife, Dana, and family. And, you know, Carmen, all he ever wanted to do was just serve God and do what God wanted him to do and have a happy life. And God fulfilled that. And then sadly, the cancer got him, and bless his heart. But you know what? He's up there with the Heavenly Father. He inspired me when I met him. I know that for a fact. Well, again, this is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. We're going to continue on playing some more Christian music back-to-back along with Bible devotion. We're here to pray for you. Again, we want to remind you, email your prayer requests, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Hope everybody's enjoying their summer this summer. You know what? I want you to remember, you are a child of God. One of the most popular songs, We the Kingdom, Sunday Morn Praise. That is an oldie but goodie right there by Avalon. You'll have to excuse me if I hit that mic there, guys. Sometimes that happens. All right. Well, again, welcome to Sunday Morning Praise. I got another Bible devotion for you guys. This is called Facing Rejection. We've all been there, haven't we? Basically, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53 and verse 3, Scripture reminds us, "He is despised and rejected by man, a man sorrows and acquainted with grief." You know, and I want you to remember, this is... Throughout his earthly life, Jesus was consistently exposed to personal criticism and rejection. And at the beginning of his ministry, his own town folk at Nazareth tried to hurl him down from a barrel on a hill. Remember that in the book of Luke, chapter 4 and verse 29. The religious and political leaders consistently argued with him and conspired to kill him. Eventually, he was arrested, brought to trial before Pilate and Herod. Even though he was guiltless of his accusations, he was denounced as the enemy of God, and a man was sentenced to death. So how did Jesus respond to this criticism and rejection, friends? Well, first, with steadfast. He did not tone down his message, nor did he stop doing what he knew was right. Second, with strength ahead of him was at the cross, but he did not lose courage or shrink what he had known from God's will. And third was the submission. When Herod proffered Jesus to defend himself, he answered to him nothing. Find that in the book of Luke, chapter 23 and verse 9. Only one thing mattered, fulfilling God's purpose for his own life. So how would you meet criticism? We've all been down that in today's world. That's part of the norm, isn't it? Someone criticizing somebody over something. but we know we're loved by God. This next song I want to play is a Gold City song. I spotlighted Gold City sometime back. You'll have to go back on my podcast show way, way, way back. Always look to the eastern sky because that's where it's going to be. And Gold City reminds us. He's coming back again soon. Positive vibes coming your way, gang. Sunday morning praise with CA on the iHeartRadio Network.
Hear the truth. Something bothering me. Why is it
Amen. What a way to close out Sunday morning praise, everybody. That's right. He touched me and he made me whole. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for all you do. I tell you, we serve an amazing, loving, and caring God. And I just so overwhelmed and so touched. Even in times of uncertainty, he's there, friend. So let us pray for you as we get ready to reset, restart, and start up our upcoming week. Again, if we can help you out, y'all feel free, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, go to my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Click on that message, and you can send me a text, or you can call me direct. Almost had the hiccups there on the air. That would be kind of embarrassing. All right, well, let's lead off in a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we just pray for a great and wonderful Sunday as we get refreshed and get started back to work. And God, you know, everything is all through you. You're a loving, caring God, and we love you with all of our heart. And we thank you for what you do. Watch over, God, and protect us. Keep us safe, for we ask it in your precious name. Amen. All right, guys, this is CA on the iHeartRadio Network here at Faith Studio One in Fort Worth, Texas. Thank you for listening to Sunday Morning Praise. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.